Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, July 29th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of finance news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Northern Trust announces new stock repurchase authorization. On July 22, 2025, the Board of Directors of Northern Trust Corporation approved a new common stock repurchase authorization, authorizing the repurchase of up to $2.5 billion of the corporation's outstanding shares. This replaces the previous authorization, with approximately 4.8 million shares remaining for repurchase. The new authorization has no expiration date, allowing the corporation to repurchase shares as needed. They plan to acquire shares through various methods, depending on factors like price and market conditions. The corporation is a leading provider of wealth management, asset servicing, and banking with a global presence. For more information, visit northerntrust.com.
Jamie Raskulinich of Next Generation Trust Company explains investing in tax liens and tax deeds through a self-directed IRA. Jamie Raskulinich, CEO of Next Generation Trust Company, recently published an article in her Forbes Finance Council column discussing investing in tax liens and tax deeds through a self-directed IRA. She highlights how self-directed investors can diversify their portfolios and generate passive income by including this alternative asset in their retirement accounts. Raskulinich explains the benefits of including tax liens in SD IRAs and solo 401k plans, emphasizing the short-term nature of these investments. She also provides insights on how SD IRAs make money through tax lien investments and warns against self-dealing to comply with IRS guidelines. To learn more about investing in tax lien certificates or deeds through a self-directed IRA, visit Next Generation Trust Company's website.
Family Trust Federal Credit Union named Best Credit Union in South Carolina by Forbes. Family Trust Federal Credit Union, based in South Carolina, has been named the best in-state credit union by Forbes. This recognition comes alongside their spot on Newsweek's list of America's best regional banks and credit unions for 2025, as well as a 5-star rating from Bauer Financial for 28 consecutive quarters. Forbes partnered with Statista to survey 26,000 consumers on trust, customer service, digital tools, financial advice, and fee transparency. The survey results, along with over 500,000 online reviews, determined the rankings. Family Trust's president and CEO, Ryan Harvey, expressed gratitude for the honor, attributing it to the team's dedication and compassion in serving members and the community. With over 55,000 members and 8 branches, Family Trust offers a range of financial services to help individuals achieve their goals.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.